Steelers broadcast booth at Comerica Park. From the field, brought to you by Meijer, the official grocery retailer of the Detroit Tigers radio network.
Danielle Bruce here with today's From the Field interview. We have a special edition of From the Field today because I am joined by two-time cancer survivor Michael Dudley. And tonight at Comerica Park, it is Prostate Cancer Awareness Night, and you did beat prostate cancer, but before that, you actually beat colon cancer as well, and your journey with prostate cancer was handled by the doctors at the Carmanis Cancer Institute. But start just by telling us about your journey and everything that you went through, how you discovered that you ultimately had prostate cancer.
Well, thank you. That's a great question, and thank you for the opportunity to share my story. You know, it's been an incredible journey because, you know, all my life I've been in sports. In college, I was competitive track and field guy, and I currently engage in triathlons. And while preparing actually for my first triathlon, I noticed some symptoms, and that's what I really want to convey to all of the listening audience. You really do have to be aware of your body and the signs and symptoms that it's telling you. For me, with colon cancer, believe it or not, I noticed that there were some abnormalities. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I was scheduled for my annual physical, and at that time it was the doctor who said, you know what, perfect time to go for your annual colonoscopy. It was at that time that I was diagnosed with colon cancer. Fortunately, I was able to beat it with no chemotherapy or radiation. But of course, it was a roller coaster ride. A lot of emotions, a lot of feelings and thoughts rushed through my mind. But I felt confident. And of course, my faith played a big part of it. My family. And that was instrumental in helping me really overcome that first diagnosis.
So colon cancer was back in 2017. Amazing story that you were able to beat that without any treatment, chemotherapy, radiation. And then in 2021, you find out that you have prostate cancer. And I'd imagine symptoms are different for both of those cancers. How did it come about for you to realize, I should go get this checked out, and being, you know, aware of your body, like you mentioned before?
Yes, I mean, that's a big part of the total outcome, is early detection, early awareness. And, you know, I'm super thankful for Carmanis and the work that they have done, because without them, I'm not sure what my outcome would have been. But I'm very fortunate to the great work that they have been doing and continue to do around prostate cancer. But yes, once again, I'm going in for my annual physical. I've been very diligent. Very focused on health and wellness throughout all of my life. And so, much to my surprise, once again, just going in for another annual physical, my doctor says, you know, I think we might want to take a deeper dive here and look at some different tests to determine what is your overall state of health. And of course, after a biopsy, the evidence was conclusive that I, again, was diagnosed with cancer. And I'm thankful to Carmanis and the great work of Dr. Isaac Powell, because without him, I'm not quite sure where I would be, but I'm very fortunate that my health is better than ever before, and I'm cancer-free. But again, I want to give a big shout-out to Carmanis for the great work that they've been doing.
We are so lucky to have you here tonight, especially on Prostate Cancer Awareness Night, because you are someone that's been through it, and you know how important it is to be ahead of everything, to make sure you are getting those regular physicals, and not just men, women, everybody, making sure that they're keeping up with that. Would that be your biggest piece of advice to every man out there that's listening
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great question, and thank you for bringing that up, because I want to play a more active role in terms of advocacy is concerned, particularly among African-American men, where there's a disproportionate number of African men who have negative outcomes regarding prostate cancer. So tonight, here at Tiger Town, I mean, it gives me a great opportunity to say to all the men out there, ladies, make sure that you're on top of all of your annual physicals, any special follow-up protocols you need to be a part of. Please do that. It's critical. Your life is literally in the balance if you're not taking full advantage of your annual physicals. And fortunately, again, my doctors were on top of their game, just like the Tigers have been on top of their game. To really put me in a better position.
That's right. It is Prostate Cancer Awareness Night here at Comerica Park this evening. And you just heard from Michael Dudley, a two-time cancer survivor, both colon cancer and prostate cancer. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and sharing your story and spreading the awareness and making sure you're on top of your medical health.
Thank you much. And one final thought, hey, guys out there, hey, just get a pen and piece of paper and write down this phone number, 1-800-CARMANIS. You can't go wrong. I guarantee you it'll be the best number you ever saved in your phone book. Thank you.
You heard him, gentlemen. 1-800-CARMANIS. Thank you again, Michael. We appreciate it. This has been From the Field with Sinyella Bruce and cancer survivor Michael Dudley. We'll be back with more on the Detroit Tigers Radio Network.